Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klaulam, and Tzim and Zayin. And we were talking about yesterday about the issue of people saying Kaddish simultaneously. So one of the best discussions about this is in the Shuvas Binyan Siyan, which I mentioned at the end of yesterday's year. So the Shoyal, the person who asked the question in the Shalas with Shuvas Binyan Siyan, suggested that we should institute that they should say Kaddish together. Since there's no clear minig of the Gemara, halach of the Gemara of saying Kaddish, the source for Kaddish was instituted later on as a form of Kiddush Hashem. We know that Berev Am Hadras Melech, that in many ways doing something together is a greater praise, glory to Hashem. So having multiple people say Kaddish together would be an even greater glory than just one person saying it alone. So he suggested that not only is it permitted that multiple people say Kaddish together, it's actually preferred. He says, and that is the minhag of the Sfaradim, that people will say Kaddish simultaneously. So the Binyan Siyan responds, and he says that the minhag of saying Kaddish, the concept of saying Kaddish, is mentioned in multiple midrashim, which means it's based on Chazal. It's not something which is post Gemara. It's even mentioned in the Gemara and Sota. The Gemara says the world stands on the Amen Yeshei Rabba, which is said by a Gadata after we learn a Gadata. Similarly, the Gemara Brachas talks about the world stands on when the Kosh Bracha responds to when people go into shul and you say the person's name should be Mavarach, which Tosfos says is referring to Amen Yeshei Rabba. So there are multiple places where the idea of saying Kaddish is mentioned in the Gemara. Number one. Number two, we have a rule of Trei Kali Lo Mishtami, that you have multiple people saying something together, it becomes vulnerable, it's difficult to concentrate. And since Kaddish is so important, we're supposed to say it with such intense concentration, how could we have multiple people saying it together and lose that concentration? He says, you're going to ask me if the Sfaradim do that? And Sfaradim in general, the whole Tzibur davens together. They say it together as one person says out loud, everybody says along with him, so they're used to doing that process, so they do not find that distracting. But for Ashkenazi, where that's not the minhag, you go back to the rule the Gemara says, that Trei Kala Lo Mishtamoy. They have a general rule that people cannot hear two things said at the same time. The only exception of that is something which is very chaviv to people, which he says, as much as we would like it to be so, Kaddish is not that chaviv to people, that it should have that ability to be heard when it's going to be recited simultaneously by multiple people. Then he says that the idea of Kaddish is that one person gets up and he invites the Tzibur to respond. So he acts as like the shliach of the Tzibur, and just like we would not contemplate having multiple people standing by the Yom and davening together, there's one person who's the shliach of the Tzibur. So similarly over here, you need to have one person be the shliach of the Tzibur to invite the Tzibur to say Yeshmir Rabba, like we've discussed before, that the primary part of Kaddish is Amen Yeshmir Rabba. And everything else, the first paragraph is an introduction of that, and the middle paragraph, the paragraph after Yeshmir Rabba, is an expansion of that thought. So you need the shliach Tzibur to do that. The Mishnah Berurah, interestingly enough, does not weigh into this issue, but he does say the following. He has in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis a long bir halacha where he goes through all of the issues of who gets kedima in regard to saying Kaddish. He calls it Maimer Kaddishin, and he develops all of the different opinions of who takes precedence, like we mentioned, which would indicate that you're not saying it simultaneously. That being said, in Siman Nun Hei, he quotes from the Halachas Ketanus, Chelik Beis, Simim Memches, the Halachas Ketanus discusses when you have multiple people saying Kaddish together and they're not saying it at the same time, what do? They're not being coordinated. So he says that you should answer Amen within, if they're all finishing within Tarkat Dibra of each other, you answer Amen one time. Either for the first one who says, or preferably for the last one who says. But it sounds like you can't do it for the first one who says as well. And then he says, But if they're not with entirely the deeper of each other, you would answer me and teach one separately. So the Mishnah Berurah does not mention over there that this is improper to do. He just mentions that that's what's being done. That's how you should respond to it. It would seem to be that he is at least in principle accepting that it's possible to say multiple kodeshim at the same time. That being said, if people are saying multiple kodeshim at the same time, it is very much preferred in halacha that you should try and coordinate in order to avoid this bilbul. The Kibbeger is quoted in a different place to say that maybe Trekolim Lo Mishta Moi doesn't apply when it's Chaviv, even though what people are listening, it's not so Chaviv to them. But the one who's saying it, it's important to him, and that's also a form of Chavivus, which would allow it to be understood and heard when you have two Karlos together. But that's preferably referring to when they're going to be coordinated. In this way, people can concentrate and say to the words which are being said, to the hazmana that they're receiving, and say Amin Yishver Naba properly. And it's an area where they are different people saying it together, would actually be preferred to try and focus on one person, hear what he's saying clearly, and respond to him. And if you find responding to other people saying Kaddish would distract you from what you're doing, you do not need to respond to the other ones, and just focus on the one person that you are focusing on and respond to his Kaddish. Have a good day.